Hey everyone, it's noon. I'm sleepy, but I have a thought, a fantasy in my mind that I wanted to share. So I'll get right to it. I would be sitting at the edge of the bed with just pantyhose on, black nylons, sheer, because I know. I like them very much too. I like the way they feel. Like the way they look on me. And I like the response I get from you when you see me in them. So I see you heading over from the hallway to the bedroom, and you stop, and you're grinning, and I smile at you, and I ask you to come over here. Get closer. But you said that you have to go and get something first, and that you'll be right back. I patiently wait for you there, and I'm excited, and I know he's excited too. So I see him back from the hallway. And this time he walks a little bit more slowly, almost as in a way to tease me, to tempt me, because I really want him right there with me. And I see as he gets closer. He has a knife in his hand. And instantly, I have goosebumps and chills. And I know tonight is going to be really fun. A little kinky, a little dangerous. Walks over to me. He puts the knife on the floor first, and he kneels, and he begins to kiss me, and that's what we do for a while. Just kiss. I get to suck on his tongue. I lick his lips. He bites my lower lip. Gives it a little tug too. And I tilt his head. some of my spit. Let it slowly drip into his mouth. And then we just go back to kissing some more. My hands are in his hair. His hands are in mine. And eventually I can feel his hands rubbing through my thighs, pantyhose. Oh, feels so good. While he's doing this, I'm sucking on his ears, breathing into them. His neck, starting to mark his neck up a little bit because I'm dissipating and I'm wanting more. I'm getting hotter. And he tugs my hair back and does the same to me, kissing, nibbling, biting. And then, while he's on his knees, I just watch his hands, fingers run from my feet up to my legs. Sneaking to my inner thigh, so close to where I want him touching me, but he's not. And he repeats this pattern over and over again. My feet, to my legs, my thighs, inner thighs. And then he takes his thumb and slowly drags it the outside of my pussy, just for a little bit. And I moan. I want more pressure. But he stops. So then, I move back a little bit on the bed so that I can lift my legs up and put them on his shoulders where he can have more access. And, you know, I just let them spend some time there while his mouth wanders my ankles, my inner legs and outer legs, my knees. Kissing every part of my leg and my ankles. Going up to my thighs. But not my pussy. And it makes me angry. I shouldn't really say angry, it's just more frustration. He keeps repeating And, when his head gets closer to my inner thighs, I take my thighs and I clamp it onto his head. And I lift my hips up so that his lips are touching my pantyhose clad pussy. And I feel his nose rubbing along. And he's breathing heavily. And it feels so good. Then I unlock my thighs. I know he wants more with my feet right now. So I take my soles and place them on his feet. I said feet, didn't I? I meant placed it on his face. Apologies. So they're on his face. I even run it through his hair, entire head, his neck, and then just leave it on his face. And he sniffs and he rubs his nose over my toes and arches, entire foot. And he just inhales. As he exhales. And then he kisses my toes, all of my feet. They're wet kisses. He's getting the pantyhose all wet. And there's another spot that's really wet that I would like focus, but we'll get. Then I see him He puts my feet back on his shoulders, and with the knife, he gently cuts around the ankles. And takes those parts off, and then brings my feet back to his face, and really gets to enjoy my bare soles, kissing, sucking. Licking. He's even trying to take as much of my foot as he can in his mouth to get it nice. Does it to both my feet. He sucks so hard. Shoves as much as he can, almost gagging. And then when he's done, I know exactly what he wants me to do. So I bring my feet down to his cock. And I put both of my soles together tightly around his cock. And I start to jerk him off that way. I stroke it, long, firm strokes. I twirl. But I make sure I do it tightly because that's how he likes it. And sometimes I'll loosen up just so that I can take my toes and circle his head and get more of his cock wet from his pre, to get my feet more wet. And just the thought of his pre cum on my feet is really, really turning me on. So I'll twirl my toes around his head. I'll caress his cock, his balls too. And then I go back to tightly putting my soles and arches around his cock. And begin to pump him. It's a good workout for me, and it's also enjoyable to watch his face and the sounds that he makes. But I don't want him coming. And I know he could come like this, but I have other ideas. I want his prize somewhere else. So I keep stroking a little more. He even starts to grab my ankles so that I can pump faster. And I tell him, stop. I said, nope. We're done right now. We have other things to do with that knife. And so he does. He stops. And so I lay down on the bed. And he takes the knife. And he slowly drags from the bottoms of my feet, very slowly, to my ankles, which he circles carefully. I try not to move too much. I don't want to get hurt. And I don't want to freak him out either. So then the next thing he does is he slices the rest of the pantyhose that are covering my legs and thighs. And he goes to town by kissing and licking, biting, massaging. I love that. That's a big thing for me, is to have my legs massaged and worshipped. And since I'm in a kinky mood, I want them marked by him. So I tell him to be rough with me, to bite me harder, to suck on me harder, give me those hickeys, give me those little slaps. Give me some welts. It's okay. I'm in that kind of mood, and I know he's starting to get into that mood too because he starts to get a little bit more aggressive. Biting my inner thighs, leaving teeth marks, and I know there's gonna be some purple. Just sucking so hard on my skin and running his nails up and down harder than usual. I really like it. And then there is just the part of my pantyhose that's attached to my waist and covering my pussy. And he takes the knife very carefully. And I have to be still. I use the other end. It's not sharp. The handle point. He rubs me that way. I guess in a way it's like giving me a knife job. I don't know what you would call that, but he just keeps on rubbing. And rubbing and rubbing until I come. He takes the knife, makes a little tear, then rips . He just begins to eat my pussy out. My legs, thighs are wrapped around him. My thighs squeezing on his head because it fucking feels amazing. And I'm grinding into his face as he fucks me with his tongue. He uses his nose. He uses his nose to rub my clit. And I'm rubbing my feet all over him. He likes that. He's moaning, not just from my taste, but from how good it feels to have my feet caressing. And then I tell him to stop because I don't want to come this way. I want him in me and I want him to come inside me. I ask him to come up and kiss me so I can taste myself. And he can share a little bit of me. He takes the knife again and he slowly draws it over my arm. My clavicle, my neck, so then he runs the knife over my breast. My stomach. But I get too excited, and when I lift, the knife cuts just a little piece of my skin, nick. I don't mind. I'm blood. It's not a lot. Just slowly coming out. He looks at me, a little worried, a little concerned, but also intrigued. He puts the knife to the side of the table. And we watch. And he asks if he could lick it off, to lick me clean, to kiss it, make it all better. And I say, yes, please. God, I want that. So he does. Licks me. Still licking, exchanging kisses, from licking, twirling his tongue. And he sucks on it a little bit. And then even a little more blood comes out. And he swipes his finger. And he brings it up to my mouth. And I suck his finger with my blood on it. So new, tantalizing. It's just a really fascinating thought in my head right now as I'm thinking about it. sharing with you guys. I think I would really like that. So I ask him to do it again, swiping the blood, even rubbing it over my lips, sucking some more. And then he kisses my lips. Wet kisses to clean all that was left on them. I'm cleared up now. I'm no longer bleeding, but I am ready for his cock to fill me up. So I get on all fours for him. Slowly enter me first. This is just a personal thing I like. It doesn't matter if we're gonna go hard, pound. Always in the beginning, I like it really slow so I can enjoy every feeling, every sensation that's going on to be stretched by. So he goes and enters me slowly, very slowly. And then when he's fully in, he stays like that. I squeeze and clench on his cock while he's like this. And I just feel him twitching. Pulsating, and I know he is ready to move. He's ready to move. And I tell him, I say, go to town. Fuck me hard. Pound my pussy. And fill me up with every last drop. And he does. He fucks me exactly the way I want him to. Just pounding and pounding. In and out, in and out, even rocking his hips. I'm rocking mine, pushing back into him. Still continuously. Clench and release of his cock. I'm shaking, trembling, breathing hard. And I love the way he is just pounding into me, practically tearing me up. I needed this for some time. Oh my god. And he's pulling my hair. And he's slapping my ass. He's gripping at my waist and my hips that are going to leave bruises. That's exactly what I want. I need. I just keep pushing back into him, and I'm begging, and I'm begging, and I'm begging for him to come with me. Fuck. And so he puts his hands around me, and he begins rubbing my clit. Firm. Not too firm. But firm enough. He knows. He knows what's. And he begins to go up and down as he's pounding, and he's telling me he is going to fill my cunt up with every then we're going to share ourselves. And then this tips him over the edge. And we both come. Just imagine him collapsing right on me afterwards. And we just take a breather. And he's stroking my hair and kissing my neck, my face. And then finally, when we've had our breather and a little bit more control and calm, helps me get back all fours, and he licks my pussy and sucks out. Grabbing as much as he can with his long tongue. And then he turns me around, lays me on my back, and he gets on top of me. Tells me to open my mouth, and he lets it all drip. Then his lips drop on mine, and our tongues swirl and swirl and fight with each other and join our presence. Join the reunion. Our bodily fluids from the act of something so beautiful, so fun, so powerful, and just make anything feel so much better. And we just continue doing that. Till there's nothing left, and then you just lay there, and he asks if I want to be massaged and have the aftercare done to my legs, and I tell him no, I'm still enjoying the feel. It's almost like I'm numb. That we can do that in the morning. So, there's my little story for you guys. I hope you liked it. So, good night. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you.